Dover Coast Guard, Dover Coast Guard, Liechtenstein Lifeboat, Liechtenstein Lifeboat.
Liechtenstein Lifeboat, this is Dover Coast Guard.
The Liechtenstein Lifeboat Podcast.
Hello, I'm John Roughhead, a helmsman here at Liechtenstein-on-Sea Lifeboat Station.
Hello, this is Pip from Pip Ahoy!
Come join the party down in Salty Cove. It's so much fun, it's like a treasure trove.
You're listening to the RNLI Liechtenstein Lifeboat Podcast.
More from Pip from Pip Ahoy later.
Welcome to our fourth and final podcast of 2014, the continuing story of the volunteers who give up their time to maintain one of the RNLI's 236 lifeboat stations. This time, we're on a shout.
We're looking for a 31-year-old male.
The podcast team gather the sounds of our annual main fundraiser Emergency Services Day.
I would like to formally open today's proceedings.
And the RNLI recognise a family of volunteers here on the station.
And together we are the Ham family.
First though, we're back with our operations manager, Charlie Davis.
Yeah, thanks for that, John. And a quick resume of what we've done since July. We've had 7 call-outs. 1 night call out, 3 o'clock in the morning from missing persons. Normal thing, jet ski with a broken down engine. Inflatables, 2 persons swept out from St Mary's Bay. Fishing boat with engine problems. And a task to search for another missing person. We've had lots of missing persons this year. One of our new developments is a new beach recovery system for the tractor, so that if it gets bogged, we can recover it. They are beach anchors, which we use in conjunction with the winch on the back of the tractor. We pull the winch cable off to its full extent and then connect these ground anchors on, which seem to work at the moment very well. Yeah, looking ahead through to January, we're now coming into the winter months. At the moment, the weather is unseasonably warm and damp, but we are looking for a change in the weather. We're coming up to November. Local fishing boats will be out on the inshore grounds, so we will then concentrate on the training and everything else over the winter months up to January, and we will just have to see what the weather throws at us.
You're listening to the RNLI Liechtenstein Podcast, an audio insight into the work of volunteers from the Kent community where you live. I'm John Roughhead. When our pagers go off, our crew get to the station as quickly and as safely as possible. The emergency call out could be for a boat in trouble, someone who has swum too far out to sea, a mud rescue, or, as is often the case, a person who goes missing along our coastline. Since the last podcast, one of those calls came in.
We're looking for a 31-year-old male in beige shorts who's missing off of Dymchurch with learning difficulties. We've now got the lifeboat searching, 2 Coast Guard teams, and rescue 104 from Solent. 104 is the Coast Guard rescue helicopter who's doing a shoreline search from Hythe back to Dungeness at low level to check for anything in the water.
Okay, the man that we're searching for, I've got a report that he has been located at the local pub of the pilot at Dungeness, and the guys are currently still looking and proceeding with the helicopter and the lifeboat that way at this point in time. We've got the Coast Guard helicopter Rescue 104 currently going right past the slipway at the boathouse, literally on top of the lifeboat at the time. It's a good sight as well, actually.
Coast Guard, this is Liechtenstein Lifeboat. We have completed a shoreline all the way. Passing it on sea, we're almost at the level with the pilot now. Over.
Roger, yep, I'm just going to ask Dungeness Mobile for an ETA. I've had a call from the police. Nobody's actually had eyes on this chap, but we're pretty confident. So if you want to just stand by for a few moments.
Okay, Coast Guard, no problem. We'll stand by here. Wait for instructions. Over.
We'll return back to this.
Roger, many
thanks. Dover Coast Guard, Liechtenstein Lifeboat, go ahead, over.
Liechtenstein Lifeboat, Dover Coast Guard, yeah, just had confirmation from the police that they're on scene with this missing male at or around the pilot pub, so you may return to station, over.
Dover Coast Guard, it's understood. If the police are on scene at the pilot, is it there around, over?
Possibly.
Coast Guard, Liechtenstein Lifeboat, return to station, over.
Roger. Right over now, fire up the quattro.
Just now going to go out and recover the lifeboat. It's a fairly low tide recovery, but it should be okay. Hopefully, we'll have him back in 10 minutes, back to base.
Covered a lot of ground. Conditions were good for searching, so we could see a long way from the boat. It's a little frustrating for us when the tide's out. It's very hard for us to get very, very close to the shore, but conditions were good enough. Could see a long, long way tonight, and we were reasonably happy that we weren't looking for someone in the water. It just goes to prove that you can't take anything for granted with these things. You've got to just give it your best shot, and sometimes you think you're well out of the search area and it's a waste of time, but you know, we were well off the mark with where we were originally tasked to, and this guy had travelled a long way in the time that he'd been missing. Casualty was safe, which is the main thing. We're back. The only thing that took a hammering was a little bit of fuel.
The Little Stone Lifeboat Podcast.
We now have an updated website, which you can visit at www.littlestonelifeboat.co.uk, which features regular updates on what we do, fundraising events, photos, and a link to this podcast, making sure that you can hear the latest version as soon as we make it. Now, back to the summer.
I would like to formally open today's proceedings, and I look forward to meeting you as I go round and speak for everybody. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day.
So here we are, August the 16th, 2014, Emergency Services Day at Littlestone Lifeboat. What a cracking day. The sun is out, the people are out. We've got, of course, Littlestone Lifeboat pride of place on the slipway. We've got police rescue teams, we've got Coast Guard rescue teams, we've got dog rescue teams, we've got boats ready for demonstrations. For us at Littlestone, the reason this is important is because it showcases what we do, but not just what we do. It showcases how we interact with the other emergency services. We can do very little on our own. We need backup on the shore, we need backup from the Coast Guard, we need backup from the police. They're all here showing us how they help us and how they work with the service that they provide.
My name's James Rooston. I'm a Special Constable with Kent Police Marine Unit. You've got a lot of community engagement. A lot of the locals come and see what all the various emergency services do. We've got a few helmets that the Marine team use when they're in the water. One of them's got a camera on it and a scanner so that anyone that's on the boat can see exactly what's happening whilst the guy's in the water. We've got a metal detector which helps out seeing whether anyone's got any knives on them or anything that they shouldn't have, any metal. So basically that should pick up anything. So that indicates you've got a bit of metal on you, which would indicate to us that you might have a knife. So we'd have the opportunity to search you after that.
Hello, I'm Matt Crittenden, and I have the great pleasure of being the organiser for 2014 Emergency Services Day. This is our biggest event of the year here at Littlestone. Very, very important to us. It's not all about raising funds, it's about making people aware of what we do and where we are on the coast here. Some people can drive right past us sometimes and not realise we're here. But not today, not on Emergency Services Day, because there's flags as far as you can see. It's just a fabulous day. I will be worn out by the end of the day, but it's just brilliant.
Basically, we've come down today because we knew there'd be lots of things for the little people to look at, and also being local and really conscious of how vital the RNLI is, and thought good things to come and support.
I think it's fantastic cause, really.
Yeah, it's just nice and reassuring to know that they're there, really.
Staying in the caravan locally at the moment, so we've just popped down here. We think the RNLI do a brilliant job looking after people that get stuck in the sea. Hopefully we'll never need them.
At least it's there and you can feel safe if you do go out on the water. It's brilliant.
Coast Guard.
Hello, I'm Roger Joynes and I'm the Mayor of New Romney. I've always supported the RNLI. This is a wonderful day for us today. It's important that the emergency services are supported. They do a magnificent job. They've got limited resources now, and the more people can come out and really understand what they do for them, I'm sure the more support they will give.
What a fantastic day that was. The Battle of Britain Memorial flight was stunning, as was the sea demonstration by our crew. We've met members of the boat and shore crew and fundraisers over the past year. Our rescue boat, Fred Clark, has to be looked after. And for this edition, we meet our mechanics, Ryan Elvey and Danny Edwards.
Hello. Thanks, John, for that. Right, my name's Ryan Elvey. I've been doing this since 2002. My job at the station is to look after the tractor and the dodo trolley. I have to oil it every time the boat's been afloat. Plus, I have to do my weekly checks, which consists of going right through the tractor to make sure it's all safe, make sure all the lights are working, and it's ready to put the boat to sea. So the tractor's got the dodo trolley attached to it, and that's the bit that the boat goes in. The other part of the recoveries is when we have to do a net, which is done in rough water conditions, which again is all around the dodo trolley. It has arms which go up, the net's attached to the dodo, and the idea of it is that the boat hits the net. The net then collapses all around the boat, and the guys are nice and safe in the trolley, and they hook on, and then we can pull that bit out of the water. We then have to use a turntable to turn the boat back around, put the boat back in backwards, which it would go in calm conditions, but in rough conditions we can't do that. Take all the net back off, stow it all away, ready for the next time that we get a rough water recovery. I mean, on crew as well, day helm, as well as being a mechanic, it's all about saving lives. It just gives you that feeling that you're putting something back. You know, when you pull kids out of the water, it really does give you, you know, that you are actually putting something back.
I'm Danny Edwards, been on the crew since 2006, been boat mechanic for around about 6 years now. With the boat mechanic, what we actually do, we maintain the boat so that it's actually sort of serviced every 2 weeks and monthly checks. The boat has to be ready to go at any one point, so if anything's broken, it has to be repaired so we can stay actually on service. I work in conjunction with Ryan, so we keep all the equipment together, we share the workshop together, and literally we sort of share the work together. The actual boat, as for mechanic-wise, it sounds as though, considering the hours it does, it don't need a lot of maintenance, but it does, because as soon as it pulls out of the actual trailer, it's flat out from the time it actually comes out of the trailer and to the time it comes back, and it's got to be ready to save somebody's life. The equipment, we have the best of the best. If we're going out saving people's lives, even just down to the kit, if the tractor gets bogged down, we have to have special equipment, and we have to have parts actually on ready to change so that we can have the boat on service all the time. Even the props, we carry spare props on the boat, we carry spare props actually in the workshop, so that if we do damage a prop while we're out there, we can actually get it changed and carry on to the actual rescue.
Next year is going to be special for us, one for the kids, as we invite Pip from Channel 5's children's TV show Pip Ahoy to spend some time with us at the station.
Whose ship might that be? Smart little vessel.
Johnny Roughhead! Your NLI are so important to all the ports and bays and all the seaside resorts in all the country and all the land. Because they save our lives if somebody has an accident at sea. We can't thank them enough. So we say, thank you, RNLI Littlestone.
See you next year, Pip. Now let's hear from Alison, Dan, Stuart and Doug, who are all members of the Hand family, recently recognised for their fundraising efforts for the RNLI.
It was a wonderful day. We all went up to the Hurlingham Club in London, where we were presented with our bronze awards for fundraising.
The head of fundraising was up there to hand out the awards, and many other volunteers that have helped the RNLI out throughout the course of the year.
I was a little bit nervous going up for the bronze award, being happy and meeting up with every single crew member that's down there.
As a family, we've been involved with Littlestone now for approximately 7 years. From being crew members to fundraisers, and we keep very active within the service.
Alison manages our RNLI Littlestone shop, where you can buy all sorts of RNLI gifts and merchandise, as well as tea and coffee when you stop by.
Thank you, John. Winter is upon us once again, and our new opening hours will be Wednesdays, Saturdays and Sundays, and we'll be open from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. as the dark evenings are now coming. This time round, to keep you nice and warm and cosy, we've got some nice fleeces in and the Littlestone lifeboat sweatshirts. Still keeping you warm, we've got the Littlestone beanie hats. We've now got all our Christmas cards in and also our calendars and diaries. Also, new to us now, we've got the Fred Clark drink coasters and key rings. They're bright orange, which is the colour of our boat, and they have the B785, which is Fred Clark's boat number, on. They've also got printed on the side little stone on sea and Fred Clark's name. So you can support Fred and the crew by buying the coasters and key rings, which will make lovely stocking fillers. So come and see us and pop into the shop. We're still doing the teas and coffees and, of course, hot chocolate to keep you nice and warm during these cold winter months.
The Little Stone Lifeboat podcast returns in January 2015 with more stories of the crew and the community we serve. As always, from the entire crew, thank you for your support.
From Little Stone Lifeboat Station, thank you.